Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. A real-life witch hunt. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Of all the craziness that came out of 2025, one of the biggest events was the rise of the Etsy witch. Do you know what an Etsy witch is?
I do, because I may know someone who purchased a curse or hex from Etsy from a witch. By I may, I mean I do.
Great.
You didn't see that one coming, did you?
Wow, I'm really like, I have 1,000 more follow-up questions.
It's possible that I may have what the curse involves. Like, they break down how the curse unfolds and how it all works. And I have that information.
But what is it? Tell us.
I didn't think you'd care. I think you'd be interested.
Wow. You don't know me at all.
Do you want me to read some of this?
Yes, I fucking do.
I performed this working earlier tonight on your behalf beneath the waxing crescent moon, a lunar phase good for symbolically building pressure / revealing hidden structures and drawing truth upward into the visibility as the light increases to full moon. I focus on the dismantling of corruption and unethical power structures wherever they currently operate within the U.S. administration.
Ooh, baby! Did it work?
Well, there's a lot. This might have to go to the Patreon, because there's a lot. Did it work? Well, ask yourself this. Have things been kind of crazy lately?
Yes, they have.
The timing of it, coincidentally or uncoincidentally, coincides timing-wise. Now, with that, I say there's always something going on.
Sure.
You know, I'm forever a skeptic. I'm forever a bit of a cynic. However, it's a little uncanny the way things have been really unfolding lately. And depending on when you're listening to this, I think you can kind of pick up what we're putting down.
I think you can, too. Our listeners are geniuses. They understand.
Yeah, and you know I didn't have that in my back pocket.
I was like, actually, I had hoped, but the fact that you have boots on the ground experience is very impressive.
I purchased curse or hex from an Etsy witch.
Wow. I'm shook. I'm very happy, and I hope the best for this. So I have been reading that a lot of these Etsy witches are getting shut down. Which again, Etsy is the primary vehicle for a lot of these witches to solicit business, perform their spells, etc. You went to Etsy to get this.
It's from Etsy.
Fresh from Etsy.
Did I get this? I'm not going to say whether I got it or somebody I know got it and then gave me the information.
I will
take responsibility for whatever energy it's putting out there.
Good.
Now, I've also been criticized that by talking about the curse, people could see that and try to counteract that with other curses.
Mm-hmm.
But what I believe is that the damage or lack of damage has already been done.
Mm.
And there's really no way. You're not putting the toothpaste back in the tube with this one.
Mm. I love it. I love the power. The powers that be are fighting on your behalf for justice, goodness, under a waning half moon. So you know exactly the power of the Etsy witch.
Also, I asked to be hotter. Is that working on anybody? Is that working on anybody? Yes. Turn the filters up.
Exactly. So
that was a bonus. That was an add-on.
You're strictly anti the censorship of Etsy witches.
Absolutely. Whether, you know, people want to get, you know, their tarot cards read or there's so many in the list of things that are, I consider kind of negative or scammy. This is somewhere at the bottom.
Low.
Let people And I really think the work is being put in, because you say, like, oh, give me a curse. Like, I have pages of information that I don't, you know, and it's specific to what the curse, you know, it's specific to that curse. It's not just like going to like a chiropractor who was talking about where it's like, this hurts and that hurts. But it's like, well, we're going to do the same different adjustments for everything, like kind of catch all. This is definitely not a catch all, but I'm also not like well-versed in witchcraft or sorcery.
This is a pointed attack, a systemic process to get you what you want. I love it. I think that people who are censoring this type of work, you don't want to piss off an Etsy witch. You don't want to do it. You read that. Those are some powerful things going on. Yeah. And to do that for the sake of what? I don't know. Trying to censor, I guess it's censorship, propagandize.
As long as they're not delivering on something they claim to be offering, who are you to say what that is or what people want to pay for, whether it's like, you know, this or sex work or whatever like that. You know, there's so many like scammy things out there.
Yeah.
And that people aren't getting what they asked for.
Mm-hmm.
I say let them witch. Let them curse. You know what I mean? As long as I'm protected.
No, you're definitely protected. Oh, wait, I have to ask though, how much is that?
$4,000. Is that bad?
Wow.
Well, when you're rich like me, it was a pretty nominal fee.
Okay.
A pretty nominal
ballpark. More or like a
less
dinner?
Than,
like
less,
a dinner?
In LA?
Yeah.
It's like a Diet Coke with lime. It's like a, no, okay. I would say it's less than $100. But more than $1.
You're so secretive. You're gonna, like, coy about this.
And I also don't want to, like, well, the thing is, I would never say, like, who the account is or anything really specific, because, again, I don't want them to, like, get shut down. You know what I mean? Just putting that out there.
But you might also give them business. Well, I guess, depending on what is happening, what we're talking about. Sure.
Right. Yeah.
Sure. Because I want to go to them.
I mean, I have their information. But again, I don't want them to be shut down. And they're probably, I mean, the fact that they're not getting shut down because they're doing so poorly.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
No.
Like, nobody's like, I was like, you're getting too little attention. You're getting shut down. Nobody cares.
No, you're getting too much attention.
Yeah.
And it's working. It's powerful. Even the thought of it seems powerful, depending on what you believe. And that's very sexy to me.
Yeah.
It's very sexy indeed.
I want to be in the good graces of the Etsy witches, and I want them to flourish, and I want them to, you know, if they're doing work, I want them to make a living and make money. And I'm sure they're purchasing things and their time. It's very probably time consuming.
Yeah. It's a lot of
it
ritual.
It wasn't like an instant thing where it was like, I order this. It's like, hey,
yeah, here you go. No.
Thing. It seemed very, but I also, again, I'm not very like well versed in any of this, but I think, as a representative, got our money's worth.
Nice. Nice. Well, speaking of other parts of the internet, when was the last time? Okay, now that I know that you went to an Etsy witch, answer me this. When was the last time that you were on Craigslist?
It's been a while, but that used to be the way to kind of like get anything, right?
Yeah. I thought you were going to pull up. You're like, here's my robust account. You know,
here you go.
Like, here.
I haven't needed like a roommate or
a ticket to something.
Or a ticket to something or like some old weights. You know what I mean? In a while.
Yeah. A marionette.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. I went on in researching. I did my research. I went on, and there is this this Wired profile of Craigslist that calls it one of the last ungentrified parts of the internet. And it is. It looks exactly the same as it did. It's got the links and stuff. It's a little bit different than when it started, in that, like, you're an account. You can, like, do things a little bit easier. But it's the same shit. It still has – it doesn't have, like, personals. I remember, like, going on for, like, personals way back in the day.
Craigslist personals was, like,
oh, yeah. It was a big hotbed. Well, they still have Misconnection, though.
Okay.
Misconnections exist. So that's that really personal shut down in – I've got it as 2018 here. Misconnections still active, still happening. But I read that Craigslist is actually having a revival because it's so unpretentious and so bare bones, and people are kind of like sick of the bullshit. And so I'm back on. I'm looking for things. I'm looking for whatever,
over
maybe
Facebook
a connection
over Facebook Marketplace.
Like, Craigslist makes Facebook Marketplace look like the nice, look like Goop, Sotheby's, the Goop website.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You know, just like the nicest place you've ever been.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I'm getting my hands dirty on Craigslist. I'm looking for couches. I'm looking for podcasting parts. I'm looking for, I don't know, yeah, like discount tickets places. In fact, my brother was on Craigslist recently, during the Eras tour to get a Taylor Swift ticket. He got scammed because it was so real, because it was so successful.
He didn't piss off an Etsy witch, did he?
Mm-hmm.